And episode number 34 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast, brought to you by the at-bats Greg Bird is currently getting in fall ball down in the Dominican Republic.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Here's radio host and lifelong Yankees fan, Ralphie Aversa.
Did you see, by the way, Bird, Ellsbury, Jonathan Holder, a bunch of guys activated from the 60-day DL and added back onto the Yankees roster, a roster which I'm sure will change in between now and when pitchers and catchers report. No qualifying offers issued to any free agents, including Didi Gregorius. That's all we'll talk about here on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast as far as hot stove news. Welcome to episode number 34. I'm Ralphie Aversa. We have a big interview to get to with the borough president of the Bronx, Ruben Diaz Jr. He and the Yankee front office made news last week over this new MLB merchandise and on-field apparel deal with Nike. There's a lot of caveats to this, and we get to basically all of them with one of the people in the headlines, a local official, a lifelong Yankees fan who has found himself over the past couple of years more times it seemingly in public at odds with the Yankees as opposed to in step with the team. And he certainly has his reasons why. You'll hear him out coming up right now as we welcome on to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast, episode number 34, Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. Welcome back here to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. I'm Ralphie Aversa. So we've talked about it throughout the course of the season and now into the offseason, this new merchandise deal that will kick off next year between MLB and Nike. And originally, we thought that it only involved on-field apparel, that Nike would take over the uniform production for all of the MLB teams and that Fanatics would also have be a partner still in the distribution and creation of replicas. However, this past week, headlines were made when new details regarding that deal were made public. It all started with a letter from Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. to the commissioner's office at MLB, Nike, and the Yankees. Apparently, as a part of this new deal, official merchandise would only be sold at premium distribution points, which would cut out essentially all of the retailers, the small businesses on River Avenue. The Yankees have since issued a response. However, now on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast, we welcome to chat more about it the borough president of the Bronx, Mr. Ruben Diaz Jr. Mr. Borough President, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me on. And let me just first say that it was an exciting year for the Yankees, for those of us who are fans. We're so grateful that as a team, they made it to the point where, I mean, unfortunately, we didn't make the World Series, but we made it pretty far enough. I'm excited about this young squad that we have.
Yeah, I think especially when you factor in that the team set a MLB record for number of players on the injured list. Certainly, it's hard to be very disappointed, at least, with them falling short of the World Series. And by a quick aside before we talk about the topic at hand, did you send out your the Ruben Diaz Jr. sandwich yet or no?
I have not. It's coming. So I just received the uniform from the other team.
Oh, okay.
I got to wear that, too. I got to make a video, and we're waiting on that. So we're going to do not only the Ruben Diaz Jr. sandwich, but the empanadas from Empanology. Uh-huh. We're doing beer from the Bronx Brewery, some cannolis from Arthur Avenue. Yeah, you know, I lost the bet. And so congratulations to the Houston Astros. They didn't make it either, but they played well not only against us, but they played well against the World Series. That was a quite exciting World Series.
It absolutely was, you know, and here we were as Yankee fans thinking that the only offseason news regarding our team would be regarding the hot stove. And then, you know, last week, all of this came to light. I guess let's start at the beginning. The Nike deal with MLB, from what I've read, they came to terms last January. I think it was maybe officially announced, or at least it kind of made headlines back in June. But there's this wrinkle. It's seemingly small, but it has huge implications for your constituents, Mr. Borough President. How did you learn of this particular part of the deal?
Congratulations to Nike for being able to have this contract. But I heard from this deal, from the 161st Street bid, which is the Business Improvement District, and the merchants in the area. I don't know how this is playing up in other communities with other teams in MLB, but certainly here in the Bronx, part of the Bronx Bombers DNA, part of that fabric, part of that brand, comes from the small merchants around the stadium that have been selling Yankee apparel for a decade. They also helped build the brand. And so I then put out a letter, and I think the letter speaks for itself, where we're not going to stand for this. And moving forward, at least here in the Bronx, here in New York City, we expect for the 8 merchants who are in the area of Yankee Stadium to be allowed to sell this merchandise, because for many of them, it's make or break. They, you know, some of them, 70-80% of their business is selling Yankee merchandise.
The business community comes to you. They've learned of this. Are they coming to you and saying, hey, this might happen, we're not sure? Or are they coming to you extremely panicked saying, hey, this is going to happen at the start of next season and it's going to put all of us out of business in no uncertain terms?
Well, they were obviously concerned. And, you know, when it comes to the small businesses in the area, when it comes to the treatment of the Yankees as a corporation, history has shown that it hasn't been friendly to small businesses. And whether they thought it might happen or it was a done deal, whenever we hear something like this, it's always best to address it to make sure that we don't wait too late. And I'm optimistic now that talks are headed in the right direction. It's my understanding that the Yankees are now getting involved and telling MLB and Nike that these merchants all have to be included. But we needed to stand up as we do here in the Bronx. You know, I always say it's not just about doing business in the Bronx. You got to do business with the Bronx.
Did you attempt, Mr. Borough President, to reach out to the Yankees prior to the letter, or was the letter the first contact with the team regarding this issue?
I thought it was enough for me to hear from the small businesses and the bid. I don't work for the Yankees. Reaching out to them is the letter.
Since the letter was released, and then, of course, you know, I saw obviously the letter from Lon Tross, the COO of the Yankees. Have the Yankees reached out to you directly besides that letter? Have you continued talks past what we've read or now?
Same Tross who a couple of years back said that he doesn't want rich fans to sit with poor fans.
I am well aware, and I was actually going to bring that up later in the interview, because there's micro and macro issues here, right? The micro issue is what we're talking about, but the macro issue, I think, is the relationship.
Again, I owe them a telephone call. I don't work for the Yankees. I work for my community. I work for the small business community. I'm glad that the Yankees are now taking this seriously enough, knowing that everybody's watching. And, you know, if we had total confidence in them, if they felt that I should have called, then perhaps what should have happened is that they should have dealt with this conversation and this language way before it even got into the ears of the small businesses. But I'm glad now I have not received any personal call. I don't expect one. I received his letter about the fact that I should have called them first. But, you know, this is the same Tross who, you know, it has already shown that he doesn't really care for the little guy. So, you know, we our confidence levels were not too high.
There are a couple things I found interesting about his letter. The fact that, you know, he had allegedly sent an email to MLB also expressing his concerns on October 25th. But he also mentioned that the New York City Council was involved. Now, he didn't say how they got involved, but he just said simply that they were made aware of this as well. Have you spoken with anyone on the city council side? Have you talked with any other local officials about this issue?
Well, I know that Councilwoman Vanessa Gibson wrote a letter. I know that Councilmember Mark Joni of the Bronx signed on to the letter. So they wrote a letter and I wrote my own.
I know about the Yankees, but as far as Nike and or the commissioner's office, have either of those entities responded to you and or your letter?
No, but I'm waiting for that response. Only the Yankees.
Mr. Borough President, what's the best outcome here?
The best outcome is, at the very least, to have these 8 businesses get grandfathered in. When it's all said and done, I think that anyone who feels like they can and have the market to sell Yankee apparel, should I be allowed to. The way that it's been presented initially in terms of the conversations between Nike and MLB, and the way that I was approached by the businesses and the business community over here, this is an elitist approach, and too many people are already paying too much money to get into stadiums. They're already paying too much money to for merchandise. And what this would do is it would make it that much more expensive. It's not the way that America's pastime should be celebrated. And this is why there's frustration. I know that Tross was a little defensive in his letter to me, that I should have called him first or this and that. But, you know, when you look at the Yankees as a corporation, they can learn a little bit from the other guys in Queens, the Mets, in terms of being a better corporate neighbor. And, you know, again, people don't feel like when these things are being discussed, unless they're brought to light in the way we did with our letter, that the right outcome is going to happen for the local community. But I'm glad now that everyone is paying attention, and I'm glad that everybody's working on it. And I'm optimistic that these 8 businesses will be grandfathered in and incorporated and will be allowed to continue to make ends meet for their family members. It will be allowed to continue to hire those local Bronxites that actually work in their stores.
You mentioned, obviously, the Mets, and like the Yankees in 2009, they opened up a new ballpark. I thought you made an excellent point in your letter that taxpayers did provide $1.2 billion in public subsidies to build Yankee Stadium. It certainly hasn't been all roses, but I guess overall, from a macro perspective, how happy or not happy, how have you felt about the new Yankee Stadium's relationship with your borough?
Always be better. This is the number one sports team in the planet, and we are one, if not one of the neediest, at least the surrounding community is. And when you look at what the community has been through and how they continue to sacrifice with Yankee games and all of the people who come from outside, the lack of parking, the congestion, how many of the businesses, you know, could do a whole lot better. I think that the Yankees could do a whole lot more for the community, for the Bronx, and for marginalized neighborhoods, not only in the Bronx, but throughout the city of New York.
Is there anything in particular that you'd like them to do, or is it just a simple matter of you just feel the relationship is frayed right now and some things need to happen for it to be patched up?
I mean, they do a winter wonderland that I started with them. And that's nice. They give out toys during the holiday season at Yankee Stadium. We do a Borough President's Cup where the Little League, the independent Little Leagues play a tournament, and the two finalists play at Yankee Stadium. Part of the agreement of them getting the financing for the new stadium was that they have to give funding to community organizations on an annual basis to the tune of $1 million. You could do even more. They could always do more. They could always have a presence. But quite frankly, when, you know, you look at what other teams are doing, whether it's the Knicks in basketball, the Nets in basketball, when you look at what the Mets do with their community relations, celebrating different cultures and heritage, being out there. I mean, Major League Baseball has a camp at Roberto Clemente State Park, the only state park in the Bronx. And the Yankees are not a part of that. It was A-Rod in his retirement who had to fund that camp, that baseball camp. So they do things here and there. They will tell you all the things that they do. But when you are the most recognizable and richest franchise on the planet, there's always more that you can do and you should be doing.
Mr. Borough President, I don't know if you caught the name of our podcast. It's called Pinstripe Lanes. And the reason being is our namesake is the old ballpark lanes that used to be on River Ave and is now knocked down. And in doing some research before speaking with you on the phone, I've obviously seen the structure that's been built in its place. I didn't realize, though, that it's affordable housing, which I would imagine any official wants more affordable housing, especially here in the New York City area. But for you to have more affordable housing right there on River Avenue, steps away from Yankee Stadium. What are your thoughts on that?
We're consistent in that how we plan is with a purpose and for the people. So you would think that next to Yankee Stadium, you would have luxury housing. A lot of people talked about it. This is going to be the beginning of gentrification. And that was not the case. We've learned from other boroughs. We've learned from other communities in the United States. And as I approach developing the area around Yankee Stadium, we're going to do it where we are going to make sure that people who live in the Bronx or people who are struggling financially throughout the city of New York who are trying to find quality, affordable housing can also do it right across the street from the richest franchise and the most recognizable stadium. So what I would say is that was just the beginning. Mm-hmm. That was the catalyst. The best is yet to come. You're going to see how we move forward with thousands and thousands of affordable housing units right around Yankee Stadium.
Before we wrap up, Mr. Borough President, you've actually referenced it a couple times, and I was going to bring it up. I mean, obviously, I remember the war of words between you and Lon Trost and Randy Levine back in 2016. Obviously, as a fan, I was siding with you and siding with people who wanted StubHub to continue as a partner with the Yankees and wanted the market to dictate the prices rather than the Yankees. How much do you think of what we read about last week is attributed to that dust up? And is there a way to move forward where both entities can work together and we don't have this kind of back and forth, or are we past that now?
I'm past it. I mean, I thought that what Trost has said years ago on the StubHub issue was disgusting. You know, I thought that that's not the way anyone should be speaking and treating their fans. Many of us grew up poor and loving the Yankees. I remember growing up as a big Greg Nettles fan, playing third base in my little league, hoping somebody would try to burn my third base line and going to the stadium with my siblings and my dad. And, you know, when you look now, how many families, Bronx families, are able to go there? And so I thought that attack. And so I was really disappointed, and it was a shame how Randy Levine and Trost came at me when I was simply pointing out that what Trost has said was inappropriate, it was offensive, and it was disgusting, and that it really hurt many of the fans. So, you know, I don't know if their tone with this letter is still stems from that. For me, I'm just trying to fight for the people of the Bronx. I'm trying to fight for the borough that I love, and whether they believe it or not, I'm trying to help them, because the box, the people in the corporate side, they're not the players. They got to realize that people love the players and love the team, and they think that part of that love incorporates, you know, an affinity for them. They need to do better by the people of the Bronx. They need to do better by their fans, so that when it is all said and done, we could be proud of the Yankees as a ball team and as a corporate neighbor.
The Bronx Borough President, Ruben Diaz Jr., certainly no offseason at his job, especially when you got an HBO doc about the Bronx and breaking ground just today on more affordable housing, and you got the Joker staircase. Man, I tell you, you're dealing with everything on top of everything else that normally comes across your desk, huh?
I love it. I have the best job in the world. Other than playing shortstop or third base for the New York Yankees, better job in the planet.
Mr. Borough President, I can't thank you enough again for the time and shedding some light on this issue as well. Certainly learned a lot from our conversation here, and hope to chat again soon. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
That's a wrap on episode number 34 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you found us. A big thank you, by the way, to Edwin over in the Bronx Borough President's office for helping us to coordinate this interview with Mr. Ruben Diaz Jr. And of course, we thank him for his time again as well. Hopefully, we will have him on again soon. We will, by the way, be reaching out to the Yankees to see if they have any further comment on this, although something tells me Lon Trost's letter is going to be the start and finish of this, at least until a deal is announced, hopefully sooner rather than later, to make sure that these eight stores on River Ave and around Yankee Stadium are grandfathered into this new deal that Nike has with MLB. Thanks for tuning in, and let's go Yankees.